Well, guys, it is time. It is definitely time for you to remove your children from government education. Government education cannot be trusted. There is an agenda of left-wing activists that are in schools, teaching at schools, and the school boards seem to be enabling this kind of stuff. What I just watched, folks, is pretty disgusting about what a school in Nevada, Clark County, so it's somewhere in the Las Vegas area, what they actually had a 15-year-old girl memorize is pretty disgusting. This is something that should not be in schools. Take your kids out. Homeschool them. Private school them. You know what? If you're not for school choice, then you're for nothing. School choice needs to happen. That is the only way to stop stuff like what we're going to be talking about here in this video. I don't know how many times we're going to have to mention it. Government education sucks. It does. Now, I did go to public schools. I came out okay. My wife did not. My wife always went to private Christian schools, and she is firmly against government schools. My goodness, guys, let's get into this. This is disturbing. Here we go on the post-millennial here. Parents sue after Nevada school assigns 15-year-old pornographic monologue to memorize. And it's very, very sexual in nature. Essentially, guys, the school had her memorize some lines where she was actually coming out as a lesbian. Yes, so alphabet stuff, LGBT, LMNOPXYZ stuff, coming out to her boyfriend and actually mentioning his man parts. And it's actually bleeped out here. This is crazy. And this parent right here goes before the school board, repeats word for word what her daughter actually had to memorize. And guess what? The school board cuts it off. Say, hey, we can't use that kind of language. But it's perfectly okay for the little girl to actually have to memorize this and repeat it, right? Let's read some of this, guys. A Nevada family is suing their daughter's school district and several school employees after a teacher allegedly assigned their child an obscene sexual activity as a class assignment, reports KSNV. Sandra and Terrell Evans are bringing legal action against the Clark County School District after their 15-year-old daughter was assigned to perform an obscene monologue in a theater class about a girl coming out as a lesbian to a boyfriend. Quote, she felt very betrayed and she just cried all the time, Chandra told KSNV. She didn't want to get up. She didn't want to go to school. Chandra and Terrell said their daughter and other students in her class were given monologues last March to memorize and perform that had been written by other students and approved by their teacher. So the teachers allowed the students to write this obscene stuff, probably because they were actually indoctrinated by woke teachers. And the teachers approved of this stuff. Chandra complained to the assistant principal at the time, but when her concerns were not appropriately addressed, she publicly raised the issue at a school board meeting on May 12th. And we're actually going to play the clip here. Says here that both Chandra and Terrell feel that the school handled the situation badly from the beginning. Quote, I still don't understand how a teacher would think this is okay to ever give this to a kid, knowing that they will be humiliated reading that, having to memorize it. I'm pretty sure that her child is probably actually bullied by actually having to repeat that. Chandra said her daughter has been in counseling since the incident occurred, and while she is still enrolled at the school, she is no longer taking theater class. I would just remove her completely from the school. I know it may be actually kind of hard, but you got to remove her. But let's go ahead and play this clip right here, guys.
Thank you. I'm going to read you an assignment given to my 15-year-old daughter at a local high school. This will be horrifying for me to read to you, but that will give you perspective on how she must have felt when her teacher required her to memorize this and to act it out in front of her entire class. I don't love you. It's not you. It's just, I don't like your dick or any.
Mentioning his penis.
In that case, I cheated, Joe. I'm sorry.
This is propaganda.
Forgive me. Excuse me. I don't. Thank you so much for your. Thank you for your comment. Forgive me. We're not using profanity. Are you?
Okay. We have the time back. That's relevant.
Okay.
Yes. The teacher this required my daughter to memorize this and read this pornographic material.
Excuse me. Please don't engage with the audience.
Okay.
Sorry, so please continue your public comment. Your time is, you've got 1 minute and 19 seconds. I ask you simply, this is a public meeting. I ask for decorum, and I'm asking Dr. Jara. Thank you so much. Dr. Jara?
If you don't want me to read it to you, what was that like for my 15-year-old daughter to have to memorize pornographic material and memorize it and
portray?
Yeah. So you heard that right there, guys. I hope that she bankrupts this school district. I hope that this school district goes completely under. Guys, you got to pay attention. You got to go out there and learn about the issues in your school district, whether you got kids or not, because you're paying property taxes. Okay? Out here in Texas, the property taxes go to the school district. And there's no telling what they're actually doing with your tax dollars. You need to vote. Need to learn the issues, first of all. And if nothing is going to change, if you are disappointed with it, you need to vote these people out. You definitely do. But something's telling me, guys, that, and I'm probably not the only one that actually feels like this, when it comes to these school districts, there's probably quite a few people that may not even know what's going on with their school boards. They probably don't. Now, I'm glad that her daughter actually came out and told her what was going on in school. This is disturbing right here. But this is a trend that seems to be growing across the country. Left wingers out there just completely indoctrinating children, sexualizing children. Man, this needs to end. It definitely needs to end. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel, and we'll catch you next time.